Morning, everybody. Everybody well? All is well?
With my soul.
Hey. Just however it's got to come out, brother. It's going to let it out. All right. I know some of you wasn't here Wednesday, and I had an opportunity to have a introduction class, I guess, before the series of the month started. So I'll probably kind of go over just a little bit for the people who weren't here or was not here. But I do, if anybody does not come on Wednesday night, I want to encourage you to come on and fellowship on Wednesday night. If you can get here, I know, you know, nighttime and things like that, but there's always going to be some kind of obstacle and things to try to keep us from, but I feel hot, Randy, like too hot. Maybe just a little bit. When I open my mouth, I want to hear that smack like that. I don't, that gets on my nerves. Not that I'm reverbing where I do hear it, but I hear other people do it too. It's like, all right, we need to turn that down just a little bit because we don't want to get TMI, too much info coming through. We don't want to hear the smack of the saliva going on. But anyway, but just want to encourage people come on Wednesday night just because we don't want to forsake the assembly of coming together. We need each other. We need the body. We need the encouragement. We need the fellowship. I need it if nobody else does. I need you, and I need everybody who can get here because the more little bundles of fire we have, the bigger fire we're going to have when we come together. And that's the blaze we want to see. We want people to see that blaze and come get warm. Speaking of blaze, I heard had a little thing about Azusa Street and just the development of it and how it started getting together and just the humble beginnings. Of course, prayer and fasting and just asking God to come. But they just started holding meetings like 3 times a day. You know, in the morning and in the evening and afternoon and evening. And it just developed. It just kept building up. Speaking of fires, you know what I mean? If the same way the proverb will tell you, if you want to stop gossip, you remove the wood from the fire and it'll eventually burn out. Well, you also hear the illustration of yeast in the Bible, which some use as a negative. It says, you know, the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, would work through the batch. Well, Paul brings it up, said that won't you be yeast be as you are? Good yeast, because you also, whatever you are, you can work through the whole batch yourself. So the same thing with the wood. If we remove the wood from the fire of God, it's going to eventually dwindle down. And so, praise God. I didn't even know that was coming, but there it is. And it just hit me that it's going to line up with some stuff I'm going to bring out today about what we need to keep going. So I didn't have a title for it. I had multiple things going on with it, and I finally narrowed it down. If we're going to put a title on it, Terry Wilson hit me up. So what's your title? I said, well, just put set up. And so I started, we've been set up, I've been set up, you've been set up, we all have been set up. So with that being said, we're just going to put set up here, okay? I'm an old-timer guy. I like this right here. I know we got others can work this up here, but I like this part. I like to write on the board. Put it up there. You don't have to say, oh, can you back it up a little bit and maybe read it over. We can just put it on the board and it's there, you know. And plus, it gives somebody opportunity after class to come get brownie points to clean the chalkboard. But it's not a chalkboard. Well, I'm telling my age here too, aren't I? All right, it's a whiteboard now. Went from a blackboard to a whiteboard, and now here we are. Now we go to a digital board. Set up. And that was the thing we put in. And what we're going to do, let me just read something I wrote down about where we are. We are set up. And what we're going to be doing this month, and it's looking into the call of humanity, our destiny, and the preparation for the purpose for His glory. He's created all of us. He set us all up for a destiny and for a purpose. But before we can get to that destiny and to the fulfillment of our purpose, there's going to be some preparation. Just like we had a young jarhead running around here. Yeah. About said jughead, but that ain't right. It's jarhead. Just you know. There could be a battle later on in life, sort of like the military does. We don't ship our soldiers straight off into the battle. We give them a boot camp first. Why? Just like what Jesus is going to do for us. He's not going to set you up. Remember he says over there in Matthew, he said, I'm going to send you out as sheep amongst the wolves. But before that, he's preparing them. He just does send them out to get slaughtered. Although we're probably going to get that way. And it's okay. Because it's what's on the inside that needs to be prepared for the fulfillment. And that inside of us is going to be in the likeness of Christ. The glory of God needs to be prepared inside of us so it can be poured out to the people around. And if you hang in there, you will be poured out. Or He will be poured out of you. And that's the thing that what we have. And so in that purpose, what are we going to do? We're going to look at Peter and we're going to look at Paul. And through the month, we're going to try to not mirror them because they're totally different. And that's how each and every one of us, let's make sure you know this. Because we go through things and we look at people and we say, wow, they got it going on. Whoa, God's still, He's using them in a way. He's using all of us. He loves all of us. And the beautiful thing of the Lord and just how He is that He's the same, but He's different through each and every one of us when we get mixed together with Him. Because He's made us unique. He made us in a way that when His Spirit activates who He is in you, it's going to shine or come off just a little different. If you don't believe me, just look around and look at the different shades of people in here right now. Pat might be just a little bit darker because she just come back from the sunshine. Well, you know, just try to keep shining. But don't try to outshine somebody. You see what I'm saying? Because God's going to shine how it is, and it's not for us to look over there. Sorry, Pat, I just couldn't do it because I seen you tan coming in, and I know where you've been, and so you can clean the chalkboard after class if you want to. Thank you, Lord. No, I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. I get tan enough as it is, too. A pastor told me one time, he said, you know what? Everybody makes a difference. You can tell if they've been in the sun. If you're in the sun, it's going to make you a difference. Yeah, either way. Makeup. Chemistry. Yes, all of it. But we got the same destination. We got the same destination. So that's the beautiful. The journey will look different. And why we are in different places too. And here's another. There's not a shortcut. And that's where the humanistic of us, characteristics of us, we want a quick work or a shortcut. But there's a difference. A quick work isn't a shortcut. A quick work is submission. The more you submit and lay down and allow the work to happen, the quicker the work is going to get there. But you can't cut the corner like you're running around the gym floor. We used to get wore out. We want to cut across, stay around the lines. And next thing you know, you see your buddy, or here you go too, you're cutting across the corner right there. The whistle starts blowing then, the gym teacher. I said, stay on the outside of the lines. Just a little corner. Maybe like Dale Earnhardt, make a little pass on the grass. Ed?
I just think about our deer.
Yes. Good.
Now we
can finally begin. And that's the way it is. We say, man, I give up. Well, that's what I've been waiting on, says the Lord. You know, I've been waiting for it's to surrender, the giving up part. Not that I'm checking out of life, but you actually start checking in to life when that happens. All right. So the setup part. This is a real cool word, and it's derived from me where I got it from, and some people's got different translations, so it doesn't come off that way. But I picked up on it out of Proverbs 8 and 23. In Proverbs 8, it's wisdom talking, okay? And wisdom is the most important thing, is to get wisdom. It's the most principal thing, it says in Proverbs 4, and it builds up. I love those first four scriptures. Went in five. Five is a good one too. Six, all of them are good. But you get your introduction of the book of wisdom, wisdom itself, because that's where we say Proverbs is the book of wisdom. So is Ecclesiastes too, because we know that it's Solomon that's coming in, and we say that Solomon was the wisest of them all. I think that's a false teaching right there, because Jesus was the wisest of them all, because he had the spirit without measure and the spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge and spirit of understanding, all those things. So, but through the proverb in 8 and 23, and it builds up to that, and it's wisdom saying, I've been set up before the earth ever was, from everlasting to everlasting, that say what? So I've been set up. Here's the thing. Well, I dug in to set up. And it's a Hebrew word. I might have to get my... What number was it? Okay. All right, let's look at this in the Hebrew. Oh, that writes really good right there. Hebrew 52:58. All right, and here's your word. And it's, bear with me. I got the Southern Hebrew dialect with it. Nesach. Nesach. All right, and look what it is. And it, look at this. And you know what that means? To be poured out. So wisdom is saying, I've been poured out. I've been poured out. And it also, here's another one. It's molted. Or to melt. And see, the reason that as we study, we want to go back and look at words in their original form. Because if they put this word in there, we got it, you know? So they put nesach on there, and it means we say set up. But they also could have said, I've been poured out. I've been melted down, or I've molted. All right, what's the molted thing? Molted is being poured into a form, isn't it? Casting. Molted. Molted. Well, you got to. And you poured out. So there's things that happen when you molt things and you heat up substances. It gets the purity out of it. So all these things, when we get to that point to be poured out, we want to move through. So where I'm going is why I'm going to use Peter and I'm going to use Paul as examples, because why not? I mean, a lot of people like to pick on Peter. I'm not picking on Peter. And a lot of people kind of want to kind of just glean off of Paul because, man, Paul was some kind of smart dude. But he was set up too from the beginning. And that's how we're going to look at it. The same with Peter. And it's the same with all of us. What's he saying? In your mother's womb, I formed you and knitted you together. I made you exactly how you were supposed to be. Even the conditions of your birth to the conditions of your childhood to your teenage years, rebellious years, all these things were prepared in preparation for you to become who you are right now. Now the influence of the Spirit of God's in you now. Everybody got their hands up, right? We've been born again. Everybody here born again? If not, we all operating in the Spirit of God right now. Because I just bind up any spirit that's not of God, and you got to go right now in Jesus' name. Because we want clarity and we want truth. We want no distractions right now. Hallelujah. Oof. We might have to open the door. No, we good. Yes, ma'am.
I looked up the meaning of
the yes.
Like
I was going there with a chicken. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of this thing, because that's why, you know, I didn't even know, because let me tell you how this message really started. This word came into me. It was set up for me because I was reading over in Romans, in the letter of Romans, and it was just the validity that Paul had when he got to Rome. They listened to him. They listened to him. And I don't want to give the end of the story before I get to the beginning of the story. But that's how it started. And as I kind of went over a little bit Wednesday night, you know, the Roman Empire kind of just, it's like it fell apart. But did it actually go anywhere? Is it still activated on this earth? It still is, called the Roman Empire. Yes, it can be. You know, I don't want anybody to throw darts at me. I don't know, signs in my yard when I get home, you know. But it's still circulating. That spirit, Antichrist spirit, is still moving amongst us today. Because it's not been done away with yet. But the purpose, what did Paul write over there? And what did you, the purpose, why? I let that spirit come upon what? Pharaoh. He evil for what? For the good. He uses that spirit because he don't know. Because God is the what? The Lord of lords and there's a big word right there. And that's what makes it, it starts with an H. When I invite you into my house, I am your, and you are my guest. So we are made, he is the host of hosts. Host of hosts. He's the ultimate host, right? Because why? He can host all of us. All spirits have to bow down to the host. They can't move unless the host allows them to. Okay? Not that those hosts are guests in his house. So are we made in his image? Completely. Completely. Yes. Here's some deep stuff. You're a host. You're a host. But who's your guest? All right. Jesus seen what? Satan cast out like lightning. He got kicked out the door. Not to come back to the host. He can't come back there anymore. Why? This is your place. But you know, you ever seen a fish swimming in the tank? And that's what I think that these spirits are like. They can't rest. They're always like a fish. It can't lay down and sleep, can it? Come on. Come on. So what are they looking for? What are they looking for? They're looking for a host. They're looking for something that they can get in. Come on, I'm knocking on the door. Let me in. Why? So I can rest. What did Jesus say in Matthew 11? Come unto me and you can have. So those things can't come and get rest. So what are they looking for? They're looking for the image of God, a host, so they can come into. So that they can lay down and sleep. They can't get rest. It's like that little fish. He just hovering on that bottom. But he can't just lay on over and sleep because he'd pop up to the top. He's always got to be moving. Always got to be doing something. So that's why it's in the word that where they you get them out, they're going to go and get what? They come back and they're going to see, wow, man, I can't even get in there right now. The host got the door blocked. But I'm going to go get seven more. And that's why the enemy, why the Lord says the enemy will do what? He's like, he will come, the strong man will try to come and kick the door down. He's going to try to come back into this place. Or if that's not even where he was, he's going to come and try. Another one's going to try because they're always looking for a place to abide because they don't have a host. They don't have a house. There's nowhere for them to rest, nowhere to go, so they're looking for it. They can't go back. We can. We're in him. And he wants to come in us. Is that not a beautiful thing? What does it say in Revelation 3? It said, does he stand at the door and knock? Whosoever opens the door and lets him in, he will come in and eat with them. Sup with them. Yes. Come on. That's what it is. It's a transition, right? Trying to transition the house. Trying to make it not understand who it really is. If you're a host and what you're hosting. I know, it's a little deep right now. And I didn't get into any of this Wednesday night. But again, like I said Wednesday night, when this thing pops off, I can't put just a title on something and think that I'm going to be staying in that box. Because whatever the Lord needs to speak right now, I want him to speak. Because there's somebody needs to hear something that's going on right now. I can't control this stuff because I don't know who's going to be here. I don't know what you need to hear, but the Lord does. Because again, it's all a setup. Because he knows the end game, and he knows what it takes to get you to where you're supposed to be. To get the best out of you. Not the best out of you, but get it? A little play on words. We're trying to bind that up too, you know what I mean? Don't be playing on these words. So here it is. Now, to be poured out, molted, to melt, all these things come along. And so this is how what wisdom is doing. Wisdom has been poured out into this earth. all right, and to us so that we can, she can, that's the spirit, right? So we want the spirit of wisdom to come inside of us. Spirits are kind of labeled and named by what they are. Not by like a different, like who we are, you know, but sort of like the same deal. You know what I mean? Your name means something. God named you. And when we talked about that Wednesday night, your parents might have had a bright idea. But the thing is, God knew what you were supposed to be, who you were supposed to be, and the name you were supposed to be. Not it wasn't ever popped up inside of you. It's not like you just pulled it out the air and said, oh, yeah, that'll be a good name. It's exactly the name it was supposed to be. And, you know, and here, my goodness. All right. It's already 10 o'clock. All right. Because I guess the name thing, I had a little sister. Still got a little sister, but she's not walking earth anymore. Yesterday was a 12-year, you want to say anniversary maybe? I don't know. Really not our anniversary. Since she left. And she took her own life. But before she got to that point, she went through some stuff, all right? And she was hosting some things that she shouldn't even started to open a door to, but she did. And before, she started changing her name, okay? And that was the first check, all right? And the same thing, you can't change your name, you can't change identity. You can't change the definitions of things, but that's what the world wants to do. It wants to put a different definition. It wants to put a different label on things. It wants to call things what it wants to call them, whatever's convenient for them. But that doesn't make it so. So her name was Julianne Duncan, and her name still is, for eternity, will be that, okay? She's Julie, Julianne. But she started changing her name because of familiar spirit or whatever. She found something out that her dad, our dad, had a girlfriend. And somebody told her, well, you were named after his girlfriend. But it wasn't true. Maybe he did have a girlfriend named Julie. But she was named after it came down. Her great-grandmother's name was Julie. Okay, so that's where the name derived from, but God give it, it's passed along, whatever, just like, you know, Nicodemus, oh, you got a, your name's John. Well, you don't have a John in the family. Well, guess what God said, let it be. We had a Julie in the family, so it just passed down, a Julianne, though. And today, I got a daughter named Jody Ann. Why? Because Ann means favor. All right. So she had favor on her life, but the thing is she didn't want that favor. She was deceived. So she wanted to change her name. And by changing her name, it started to change her identity. And so she was walking in a false name and a false identity that took her to a false purpose and destiny. But did the Lord still use it? Yes, because guess what? That was not a surprise to him. Was she saved? Yes, she still was saved, even to that point of where things got on her and got in her. And there's a big it's a contradiction, whatever. Listen, I don't know it all. All I know is him, and he is all. So maybe if we want to play on words this morning, I know it all. Because I know Jesus, you know. So how all this works is that I think that if we hosting the Lord, right, in the Spirit of God, but if we're not completely full, is there still room for another guest to come in? And there's a war going on, and there's a contrast going on with that. What's up, brother? How you doing? Good. So there's a contrast with that. So that means what's going on inside of you. What's going on inside of you? There could be turmoil. Right. Yeah. So what does it say of Peter? Peter talks about it. It says what? Satan is like a roaring lion. He is not the lion, roar lion. He is like one roaming and searching to what? To see who he could devour. Who's going to get him in there? Who's he able to pounce on? He's only able to pounce on whoever opens the door. You got to invite him in. And the thing is, it's, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what our society thinks. And we've got people bamboozled, so to speak. I say, watch all these.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have taken charge of myself. I have done this. Mm-hmm. I have done that. You know, and you ain't taken charge of nothing.
Right. Well, again, and that's part of the falsehood, too. The thinking that you're in control of something. And in all reality, we are very fragile and weak. You know, you cannot do this on your own. And if you try and think, and that's the thing. Because here, and it's really not a new age thing. This thing's been around since the beginning. Okay, it was around back then, and it's still here now. It's still here. But what it comes to is, you know, you look back, you know, I mean, what started the Jesus Revolution back in the 60s and 70s? What was that? I'm going to go find myself, man. You know? I remember seeing an episode on the Huxtables. You know, one of the girls took off and said, "Where are you going?" Lisa, I think it was. She said, "We're going to go find ourselves." And old Bill Cosby, he's like, "What are you talking about? Go find yourself." You know, but that was the thing. Have you found yourself yet so you can come back and do something worth doing? Or are you still hunting yourself? But here's the thing. We all are hunting, and that's what's in us, okay? There is a piece missing, and we want to find that piece so that we can actually become who we actually are. So here's the falsehood, because here's the enemy. He knows this too. He's not surprised by anything either, because you know what? God doesn't whisper this thing in the back room. He spoke it into the universe, hallelujah, and that's how everything's happened. So the destiny and calling your life isn't something spoke in a back room. He has shouted that thing out and spoke it. Some said, it sounded like thunder. I don't know. I heard the voice of God said, "I am his beloved." All right, I'm going to go preach in a minute. All right. So with that being said, do you know who you are? So that's why, as we start, I want to make sure that, look, are we born again in here? Because Paul wasn't addressing strangers. He was addressing the church, a body of believers, people who had the Spirit of God, people who confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and believed unto the resurrection, hallelujah, the death, crucifixion, and the resurrection of God. To defeat death. Do you believe this? Yes, okay, you can be saved. And you are saved if you believe that. But it's not a superficial belief. It's a heart circumcised belief. And believe me, there's still things, and that's where we're going to keep going as we walk, why these things still are here, because in all of this stuff, it's working to perfect us. All of it. All of it. Even the deaths, even the hurts, even the betrayals, all of it, all of it is used to get you to where it is, because somewhere in the line, he's going to use that also to strengthen you. So here we go back. So Peter, we almost 10:05. I got children's church today too. So, all right, so we're going to look at Peter. Let's look at Peter and how he has been set up. So Peter come along. Did he believe in the Lord? Was he brought up in the Lord? No, but he knew the scriptures. He knew the Mosaic law. So he was brought up to know there is one true God of the living. And he knew that the Messiah was coming. God in the flesh. The Son of God was supposed to come, and he was coming to do what? Be the Savior of Israel. He knew that. So when Jesus appeared, he knew who he was. Because he was chosen. He was chosen, and he revealed. Remember what Jesus, I mean, here's Peter. He's the one that had the revelation, remember? Who do people say I am? Well, this and that. Who do you say I am? Peter's the one who piped up. You are the Christ, the anointed one of God. And what was Jesus' response? Man did not reveal this to you. Some unclean spirit did not reveal this to you, because they cannot reveal the Holy of Holies. Only the Holy of Holy can reveal the Holy of Holy. Whew. Hallelujah. So he said, the Father, the Holy of Holy has revealed this to you, and blessed are you. On and on, he called them what? Blessed are your eyes. Blessed or your ears, for you see and hear the things of God. What kings and prophets long to do, and they can't hear it. They can't see it. They can't get there. It's blocked off. It's blocked off. Now, when Jesus showed up and there was an unclean spirit brewing around, having his way with the people, what happened there? Oh, they didn't know him, but they knew him because of the spirit he was. He was the Spirit of God. He was the Holy of Holy walking the earth. And my goodness, when you walk into darkness, that light is going to do something. No matter what the atmosphere is, that light is going to shine. And that darkness has two options. I used to say only one, but it's got two options. You say it's got to flee. But if it just flees, that means I couldn't have come. It can become light, because darkness is simply the absence of light. So the two choices that when you walk into a room and there's darkness there, they're either going to be a conversion or there's going to be something running out the door squeaking and squealing. But that's who we are when we're walking in a manifestation of the light of God in us. When that light is shining in us, can that light dwindle though? That light can dwindle and where it has no effect really. Just why you think Jesus said you do not light a candle and put a shade on it. You don't light a light in the room and put it under a table, because you want to put it on top of the table, not so that you can just see, oh, there's a light on the table. But no, but when you put it on the table, it lights the whole room up. I just done and I'm still in the midst of it, kind of flipping over my shop, and I really don't even know why I'm doing all of it, but it's starting to come around nicely to a little man cave in there. But it got so cluttery, tools, machinery, just stuff, and I just kept cramming stuff over here. I mean, there was this dust on stuff back, and the light started going out. So it's very easy when the lights start going, you just put it over there and you don't even go. I didn't even have a drawing to even walk around the corner of tables. What's under the tables? Man, that stuff been sitting there for 10 years, never even touched. Okay. Dang, Mike, that's pretty bad. Well, I'm awful. I really am. But praise be to the Lord God. He's good. So with that being said, as I started, one of the first things I done, we started moving stuff out and cleaning it, but then I had to make a run to Lowe's. Dang, Randy. That was like three or four of them, wasn't it? I get the point, brother. I'm going. I got children turns in. I've been looking at it the whole time. I've been conscious. And that's a, we can preach right there for a little bit. We need to be conscientious of stuff. So my point, help push it through. One of the first things I did after getting stuff cleaned up, I went to Lowe's and bought some lights and started replacing all the old lights, the old fluorescent bulbs and things, and started putting some new LEDs where you can have three or four different kind of lights coming off of it, and finally found the light that fit me. Doo, 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 doo. And there it is. Boom. Started illuminating the place. And then once it got lit up, my wife wanted to buy another couch. Oh, I don't get another couch. And she won't got another, she got another couch. Well, what are we going to do with this one? I don't know. I put it in the shop. So now I got a couch, and I got my recliner that was in the house, too, because that new couch got three recliners on it. And I don't get my recliner, but she's got her recliner. But I'm not mad at it. Because she might have a living room and a recliner, and now I got me a daggone man cave. But I guess the dirt I can't even sit in. I got to pull a little chair up there and sit in it. But anyway, the point of it, now it's been remodeled pretty much. It's been flipped over. Now it's a place that, hey, well, guess what my little girls want to do when they get up in the morning? I'm going to go shop, Daddy. Praise God, let's go shop. I need to go shop too. But see, they got room now. They got it's concrete stuff, you know. They get their little scooters on it. Boy, they zooming around. Got a pool table sitting there. They making laps around that thing. Voop, 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 voop. Racing. Even had a pit stop going around. I mean, they got it all going. Where'd y'all learn this from? But the thing is, that darkness. What did the Lord say about, and I'm closing, and I didn't even get there, but we'll get to Peter. We'll get back to him. About the light dwindling, and when it does, when our light dwindles, we leave a place so that stuff, and it might not be bad stuff, but it's just sitting there, and it gets forgotten about, and it just sits there, and it just sits there, and it gets sit there, and you know what that's called? It's called idleness. And you're playing right into the enemy's playground when you're sitting there idle. But don't be dismayed or discouraged, because such a time as this, it will be prevailed, and the lights will come on at the time it should come on. He's not losing anything. Not one thing that's been put in his hand has been taken out of it. It's all going to be saved, and it's safe in his hands. So don't think it's a beat-up story, because the end result's beautiful. But there's got to be a work. There's got to be a shaking, and there's got to be a sifting that takes place, because it's working off the bad junk, the dark stuff, and you're going to shine even brighter when it comes back. And then we're going to pick up at Luke 22:32 again, as when Satan asked to sift Peter. Okay? All right. You good? I know. This thing don't stop. And I get, I mean, my goodness. I think we got a cliffhanger here. Yes, sir, Jason.
When you started, you were talking about people being here Wednesday night.
Yep.
Wednesday night is a Bible study where you've got questions you can ask. There's been times that Pastor John has what he wants to do. And the Holy Ghost has come in and took over what nothing to do with.
It's all good. Again, it's wonderful. Again, don't forsake assembling together. If you got an opportunity and you can come, come. We need each other. It strengthens each and every one of us just again because we don't have it all. We have it all, but we don't have it all. You know what I mean? Because he's got it. He is all. But we need each other, and that's why he gives us all different parts of the body. Okay? So when we do come together, now we can function as he functioned. And the greater things, because we are in unity. See, when Jesus was walking, he was the only one doing it. Then he started delegating it out. Started breathing on them, getting that spirit flowing, that power, that light. Anyway, I got to stop. It don't stop, but I got to right now. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for just loving us the way you do. And just thank you for the revelation of just illuminating us, Lord God, breathing on us, Lord, so that we will have such a slight understanding, Lord God, of your goodness, of your greatness, of your love. And all these things that's going on and all the things that's happening, you know exactly what it is. You know exactly what time. You know when we're going to do it, when we're not going to do it. And you love us anyway. And I praise you, Lord God. Let us all grow till we can grow, Lord God, together so that your body will be in the full unity of you. We praise you, Lord God, and speak blessings. And Lord, lost souls is out there right now. We want to lift up Billy Smith right now, Lord God, to us because we got... I read over there this morning, Lord, in John 10, that there's other sheep that's not in the stall, that's not in the stable, that's not of the fold, but they are of the fold, Lord God. They are of the church. They are part of the body. But, Lord God, they're still going to come in. And, Lord God, not one thing is going to be undone. Not one thing's a waste. Everything you're working for is going to work in him too and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.